Okay, so remember a few weeks ago there was a polar vortex?
I do remember.
Yep, when it was 3 degrees.
I mean, most of the Midwest and the area had temperatures in the sub-Arctic temperatures below zero, wind chill. You know, it was awful to be around. However, there may be some good news.
January's polar vortex cold snap may be responsible for killing off a large number of invasive insects.
Including what? Start name dropping some insects on us.
Maybe stink bugs?
Including stink bugs.
Yeah! 95% of the stink bug population dead.
That is the most amazing news.
A Virginia Tech research experiment shows the polar vortex may have killed off as many as 95% of stink bugs.
What does it even do?
Listen, those are the stink bugs that are outside, though, all right? The stink bugs that are already holed up in your house, in your closets.
There's no stink bugs in my house, in my closets.
Making love with one another aren't affected in the 95%. It's just the ones that are outside.
Those things are scary looking.
That had not found warm shelter in the winter.
Okay.
According to the National Pest Management Association, the emerald ash borer and the southern pine beetle likely didn't survive either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beetle, borer, right. Get out of here.
Those don't sound good.
Dead.
All right.
But that doesn't mean all pesky insects disappeared.
Wait, don't hit me with this.
Dang it.
Researchers say cockroaches and bedbugs were not affected.
Gosh, the emotion roller coaster that we're being set on.
The yin and the yang.
Stink bugs, dead.
Is it weird?
Cockroaches and bedbugs, alive.
Isn't it weird that we're celebrating like the mass death of like a species of bug? It's not, right? It's fine?
Yeah, is it good? It's fine.
Okay.
Even when adults freeze, they've already laid eggs, which will hatch in warmer weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but we still have to deal with the cockroaches and the bed bugs.
All the bugs, basically the news is saying any bug that was outside is dead.
Done.
Any bug that was inside your house is still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, still alive and well.
Okay.
Making love in your sheets.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because that's what they do.
No, it's just
laying eggs in your underwear drawer.
Ew.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
I'm going to set fire on my furniture now. Thanks.
Okay. So 95% of the stink bugs and all these other bugs that were outside during the polar vortex are gone.
Let's focus on that. Let's focus on the good news.
Outside.
Bye-bye, stink
the
bugs.
The ones that are outside are gone.
Yeah.
The ones that are inside, however,
probably still there.
They are still there.
Okay.
I don't know where we go from here.
All right, well, it started off as a feel-good kind of.
Yeah, and then was a very emotional roller coaster we kind of sent you on.
And then it got aggressive when you started talking about the bedbugs and the cockroaches making love in your house. Why do you have to say it like that?
Yeah, because, you know, nature.
That just paints a picture we don't need.
It's facts of life. No, this does.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Listen, I know they call you a cockroach.
Hey, girl. I'd
like to drop the second part of your name off. Just see that part.
Do you see my face right now?
I do. I'll stop now. All right, there you go. Hi, welcome, friends. We are the Ben and Kelly Show on TJX.